the feeling of being lost but being in the exact spot we're meant to be at the same time is magical. The eagerness to meet new people is something that fuels my life. And yes, the passion along this road is always at the forefront of my soul. So yes, traveling to me is living a full life, and in this short life, let's live and love with a flame that burns so bright that others are drawn in. And it is through the art of travel in which my flame gets stoked. Traveling may be not so unexplainable after all. What do you feel when I'm reading your words about traveling?
Yeah, you know, my wife and I went and listened to someone who I'm sure you are a fan of, Deepak Chopra. Yeah. He's in town in LA here a couple nights ago. And he said something that resonated with us. And he said, I love waking up every morning and looking out of my kitchen window saying, I hope today is as unpredictable as yesterday. And I think as a traveler, we yearn to get lost. You know, I really think this, and I learned this really young. I went to go see Machu Picchu, my first real trip by myself. I was 23, 24 years old, and I went to Peru, and I did to Cusco, and then I walked through Machu Picchu, and all I wanted to see was Machu Picchu, the old city. And what I realized at the end is that I saw myself. And I believe that about traveling. We go to see something, right? We want to go to Switzerland. We want to go to the Alps. We want to go to Hawaii. We want to go to LA. We want to go see something, and if we're truly open, we end up seeing ourselves in a different light. And I think traveling is the greatest catalyst to exploration of the soul. And if we're not exploring our soul internally, then I think too often we're just being told the form that we should take. And haphazardly and subconsciously, our soul takes that form. And then all of a sudden, we're mad, we're bitter, we're upset, we're unhappy in our relationship, in our job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're not living a full life. Yeah. And so yeah, travel to me, it's everything. It is everything with our four-year-old now in our home. There's maps and globes all over our house. And it was everything in the home I grew up in. And we didn't have money to travel, man. But my parents brought a foreign exchange student in to live in our home every summer. So somebody from Switzerland would come on in, or somebody from Israel would come on in, or somebody from Haiti would come on in, and they would take my room. Yeah. But I would see a different color. I'd hear a different accent. I'd learn a different religion. And I'd be eight, and I wouldn't really know it, but it was being embedded in my DNA. Around like other accents are cool, yeah. You know, and my mom being international, I think had something to do with it. But traveling to me is the greatest by far education that's free. It's free fun. You know, you can go out, you can get lost, you can walk around the park, you can lay under a tree, or you can go to a museum in the free afternoon on Mondays in Paris, like whatever it is, like you can make that happen. So yeah, it's the biggest part of my life.